Hey, it's not in my ear.
Advised. Graphic language about to ensue. You have been warned.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Honey.
It's the weekend again. You know what that means. It means it's time to get drunk and talk about stupid criminals again.
That's disturbing.
They have a shirt like that.
I know, I showed you the one I wanted to wear for your wedding.
Oh, that was fucking gross.
With the boobs.
Tell me how you really do.
But I gotta get in touch with my feminine side.
Purple's not a color. That's a it's a lavender.
It's a lavender.
Lavender is not your color, sweetheart.
Don't you know what lavender is?
It smells good.
Oh, we picked up some stuff that smells good.
Well, if you want to smell the back of my neck, I'm not recommended.
And it's healthy. I have a friend.
There's a lot of things that are technically healthy.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend that lives in Colorado. And
that's where we got the Breckenridge stuff from.
She and her husband, I went to school with both of them.
Okay.
And they have a little shop called Two Hair Trading Company. And they make soaps and lotions and for the local populace, brownies and all kinds of stuff.
So from what you're telling me, they seem like the hippier type that goes over there.
They migrate
from Wisconsin over.
They're from Illinois, but they're They are old souls from the 60s.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I ordered some hand lotion from them.
Mm-hmm.
And it is sandalwood and chamomile scented.
Chamomile? You mean chamomile?
Caramel, caramel.
Tomato.
Potato. But
Olé.
This, not only does it have CBD oil in it, it also has some of the other oil in it. And it works really good for pain relief.
It's supposed to, yeah.
And it will not show up on a drug test.
A lot of the topical uses.
Yeah, exactly. I slathered her knee in it.
Sorry.
We both slathered the back of our necks in it last night.
And my lower back.
And her lower back. And I'll tell you what, I haven't been able to move this good in a while. So check them out, Two Hair Trading Company.
So if you rubbed her lower back with it last night,
mm-hmm.
Did you get lucky then?
No.
Oh.
I passed out cold.
She passed out. I rubbed shit on her back hoping to get lucky.
And you get fucked.
She fell asleep. But that's okay. Rosie stepped up.
Bullshit. You did get lucky in a way.
Oh?
Oh, we played war. I lost.
I don't want to know.
No, I played war and I lost.
I laid down. She blew me away. I lost.
I sucked her soul.
Yes, she
I
did.
I feel like you didn't lose then. He lost.
Like I said, I lost. We played war. I lost.
I mean, you got action. That was all that mattered.
You?
Paul got the short end of the stick last night. I was so fucking tired. I didn't want to touch him. I was like, fuck you. I'm going to bed.
It happens.
I've had the shittiest fucking week at work. Not even kidding.
You want a helmet and a crayon?
Oh, I was about. I would have given myself a fucking crayon, but I was.
She wanted her own head.
I kept telling
See,
everybody.
See, I want to know what kind of shit y'all are into.
Oh, it's my kids, because I can't fit into the small one. How weird is that? I can fit into a lot of things.
Yeah, right.
But my wrist can't fit into that. Can't connection.
I got nothing.
So, the big question on everybody's mind. I know you're probably not nervous. Tech Bitch, you nervous about next Sunday? Saturday?
Sunday.
Next Sunday? No. Saturday, a little bit, because I don't know what the fuck she has planned for you or anybody else.
No, I'm just going to the
main. See, I only have certain plans going and certain people know about what. Not everybody knows exactly what the fuck's going on. Only a few people have
I'm dropping one idea because I don't think I'm going to be able to pull it off, but I'm going to have something even better, and what it's going to surprise both of you.
Crystal pink leather ones, I'm assuming.
Oh!
It probably has to do with the stuff in your closet.
I know which one she's talking about. I know what she's talking about. No. Kinda.
Just a minute. You got a set of leather restraints.
No, I don't. I do not. I have.
Now, here's the $1 million question. Do you have nipple clips?
No.
You gave it to him. And Paul enjoys the hell out of them. And I'm like, it doesn't do anything for me.
Put them on her lips, Paul.
I. Oh, she's gonna give me some. Never mind.
Oh,
never had one. I've never had those.
Oh, it's a wedding gift.
Yep, I don't think I'm.
Okay.
There's a like. So this wedding thing has got everybody like.
Oh, that felt like it hurt.
That's because the tequila came with it the time.
Oh!
Whew.
I did not knock
it. I'm sorry. I made this drink strong enough after the shitty week I had. But.
So tell us how you really feel.
I don't drink enough for that shit. I told.
It's strong enough to knock me on my ass because I can smell it.
Oh, yeah. So there's this much tequila in the bottle.
So I might get lucky tonight.
No, dude, she's going to finish that. She's going to go upstairs. She's going to pass the fuck out.
No, she's going to have another one.
Every time I drink too much. I've never had one of those either. I know Paul would put it in my mouth just because it just shut me the fuck up.
Do you have a latex allergy?
I do not.
As long as it's not latex.
You know, Jamie, they make one that's got a ball gag on one side and a dildo on the other. I got one for my sister one year.
He did. Gag gift.
Literally. But she is not my biological sister. I mean, this ain't Kentucky.
Dude, I'd buy shit like that for my sister just to gross her out. And
I don't have a sister, a biological blood sister. I don't have a biological blood brother either. No, I don't want one. I'm not looking to shop for one.
Hold on. You're saying that guy that came over, that your brother, is not your brother?
See?
He's just a brother from another mother.
I've known that man.
You kind of look like him, though. Did you notice that?
Yes. I've known that
man since high school.
That's why I'm like, maybe they have the same dad, because I sure the fuck they don't have the same mom. Or one or the other. And then you just tell me that? I'm like, you guys, okay.
Why do you think he'll let him?
DNA test. 100%.
It's an Illinois thing.
I might have brothers and sisters out there that I don't know about. My dad even told me that.
It's a probability.
Yeah, you never know.
But my dad was a whore.
He's a man child.
Oh my god. My dad was a slut back in the day. Y'all wonder where I get my shit with from. Wonder why I turned the way I did.
Well, no, if that was the case, there'd be a revolving door of men coming into this house.
It's also true. No, my dad a hoe. And
How to Be a Hoe by Velvet Jones.
Then he gets mad because my attitude as a child turned out to be the same way, but I had a kid because, you know, women have kids, you fuck around too much.
Speaking of kid,
I was talking about Derek. We tried.
Talking about your oldest spawn of shit.
It didn't. Clearly fucking not.
Okay then.
So are you going to get fixed before or after you have twins?
Where the fuck is going to know? Jamie had the dream of me having twins.
Well, then it's going to happen.
I just had my period 2 weeks ago.
Mean shit. Was it longer than normal?
No. It didn't last as long, though. Hold on.
Technically, you can get pregnant while on your period. Technically.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
100%. But no, it typically... Right after. It kind of...
I am proof of that.
Why do I smell like a strawberry douche flute?
I have wintergreen shit, tequila, and coke.
TJ probably took a hit of his
I was going to say, I just dropped ass, and I'm like, wait a minute here. Why does it smell like fruity?
No, he took a hit of his thing.
His douche flute.
Yeah, and then he opened the door and blew it out, and it came back. He usually does. Mm. He tries to be nice about it, but there are times he goes, just fuck. And he tries to walk out the door right away because he smokes.
He goes, oops, fuck, I fucked up, sorry.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't call that smoking. It's douche fluting.
Yeah, but it still has the concentration of...
Yeah, I know.
Whatever.
Honestly, a douche fluting would be better than...
Douching.
Yeah.
Yeah, supposedly females are not supposed to do that. It's not good for us.
Oh, it's something in there.
But the Mass and Gill... No wonder why I haven't seen a Mass and Gill commercial in, like, forever.
A Mass what?
Mass and Gill.
Passing it. I'm not sure on that one.
Oh my god, you guys are too young to remember Massengale douches.
Oh, you're talking about actual...
Have you ever had that not so fresh feeling?
Oh, you're talking about that. That? Okay. They don't have that kind of commercial. It's always the fresh feeling. They don't talk about too much about that.
They used to.
And it's been.
I thought it was a global epidemic at one point of having that not so fresh feeling.
It's a global epidemic.
Because it was on every time you turned on the TV. You know, we only had 5 channels. So, and when the president was on, you were fucked. But.
Yeah, especially if you had to get up to turn.
Fuck, you mean? You don't even have to. Hold on. You don't even have to have TV right now.
Oh, I know.
I literally watch YouTube to avoid all this.
Nope,
every year.
Still there.
It pops up.
Hey, Mandy.
One after another after another.
Who?
It's always what? Mandy.
Mandy?
Yes.
Hi, Mandy. She must be a friend of yours.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We're sorry.
But literally, it started. It always starts.
Later tonight, dear.
No, dear.
It always starts.
I gotta be able to walk tomorrow.
But I have a helmet. Does that make me special?
No. You're messing up his helmet groove.
Fine.
Now it looks like you have a flashlight on. Mm-hmm. Just gotta turn it on. Ding! But no, it literally always starts with Harris, then it's Trump, then it's how important voting is. No one gives a fuck. Our port.
Like,
our
I can.
Bullshit.
I think.
I can't see that.
Mom and daughter strolling the beach. Talking about not feeling strong.
Thank you. Somebody remembers the commercial. Go away.
Fang a bang. Go lay down.
Come here,
you
Fang.
Have the blanket. You come stubborn here, old Fang. Mule.
Uncle Kelly being mean to you again. Oh, I know. You're a lovable puppy.
The dog's just like, what the fuck?
I got a fart.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear Lord.
What the fuck have you been doing for the past, like, 5 minutes?
No fiber.
Ooh.
He's out of fiber.
No, I'm not. I got enough for tonight.
Fuck my life.
That sounds like a you issue.
Damn it, Tails!
Oof. See if I can knock the little. See if I can knock the little one out.
Oh my god!
So, oops. Next weekend, guys.
I know.
This time next week, Friday, we're going to be going through the rehearsal.
Yeah, there is a possibility. Once we're up there, get everything sorted and situated, and walking down the aisle. Trying to figure out how we can just order pizzas there because I don't really want to pay their prices. I'm not gonna lie. For dinner for us there that day. But potentially, as Jamie, aka Cooler Tits, has stated, we might do a quick hi, everybody. How you doing? Just letting you know this is what's going on.
Okay, we can do that
quickly online. Obviously, it won't be via the Audacity because it's going to take some time uploading. He phoned it that way, but
that, well, more than likely doable.
And again, it all depends on how everything hits out because this next week is going to be bam, 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 bam. It sounds terrible because on Tuesday I got to run and go get my son from Madison. And then he'll be down here. Wednesday I got to make sure all of his shit fits because that's really the last day they can do alterations if he fucking decided to grow. That's why she's my two. Then that'll be done.
For a reason.
Oh, yeah. And then Thursday, Paul's coming down because he's got to go to a barber with Josu, aka Josby. And they're going to get all lined up and everything. And then Friday, I work for 5.5 hours-ish.
I gotta work for 8.
And jump and a skip and a jump and the fuck up there.
That's what I'm gonna end up doing. But I gotta come home to Beloit first and then go back out that way.
Well, we have to be there. Not you guys, but we have to be there by 4.
Yeah.
Because we gotta go get our shit checked in. We gotta get all this stuff. I gotta get the dogs loaded up.
Where are you taking the dogs?
My parents are watching them. Oh. So I gotta have.
Wait, aren't your parents gonna be at the wedding?
Huh? Yeah.
Aren't your parents gonna be at the wedding?
Yeah, but it's easier. So the dogs know the area. And it's easier for them to let them out instead of us trying to figure it out in the morning. Leaving here, going up there, spending the night up there, and not having anybody to watch there. Yes, you are.
She'll be here Thursday.
And she's coming through Thursday. So what I might do, I have yet to talk to them about it. I just thought of it as I'm talking obnoxiously right now. Is have them stop on their way through and give them some of the shit to haul up. Because they have to be up there for the hotel Thursday. I work until 4 Thursday.
Damn it.
Yeah, I'm hoping I can sneak out of work a little early on Friday. Hopefully I don't have to work. Because I would like to go to the hotel room and get checked in before we...
Mad dash, yeah.
You know. Because if I leave Beloit at 1, I should get up there about 2:30. Maybe. Depending on traffic.
I mean, but yes, your car is tiny. But if you drop off what, you know, the cans and the jelly and shit, We can make an exchange.
And Uranus fudge.
No, I'm. If she doesn't, it's fine. What I can do is adjust the back end of my Jeep and load it up. But he's also taking his car up that day because he's leaving from the hotel that day back to Oshkosh on Sunday.
Oh, that's right. This is the last night with you here, huh?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Well, tomorrow. Or not tomorrow, next week. Because she's going to have it. Yeah,
it is.
Going. So.
So, with that situation, it'll be easier for me to do that. It's just whatever's coming down that week on Sunday. I'll have my second husband with me.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
I'm talking about Josue. Olivia has given me permission to abuse that man.
And you still haven't.
I'm being nice.
You know, I want to say something, but it's getting the better of me not to say anything.
Maybe I would, but I don't just pack for a night. I pack technically for 3 days because I tend to overpack. Now, times that by two females.
Oh, hold. Joe's B lives 2 blocks away, so I didn't worry about it.
He lives a little bit more than 2 blocks.
Oh my god, he played 4. Sorry.
She said have Kelly from Joe.
That's more than 2.
It is more than 2. You're stuff, right.
Your roommate stuff, I pack for one night. It'll actually be for 3 nights because I overpack.
And I'm basically going up with the clothes on my back.
Again.
And my meds.
And your dress or clothes.
You're going to take...
Because you're not wearing your dress clothes to work, you fool.
Who says I'm wearing clothes to your wedding?
That's what TJ just threatened. I think it was before you actually walked in the door.
I got to worry about... Oh, geez. Benadryl. EpiPen. That's just the med aspect of it.
Start packing this weekend.
No shit. I got to run...
I mean, you could start packing over the week, too. Sure.
No. If she doesn't do it like tomorrow or Sunday during the week, well, I didn't get up in time.
Ooh. You really want to go there?
Because
during Monday, I'm up at 8 a.m., out the door by 10:30 a.m. Water walking.
You're up at 8 a.m., you're out the door by 2:30. Anyway, where are we going tonight, Brain?
You're not gonna do anything.
I don't have any I don't have any Florida shit because this is a kind of a late start tonight, and we have a cemetery walk in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that shouldn't be a cemetery walk. That's night shit.
Cemetery waddle.
Waddle waddle.
Shuffle.
And he waddled away. Waddle waddle.
Ting, tang, llama, llama, pig, bang.
So.
That, ooh, ah.
The fuck? Where? Have you ever heard of Mark Redwine? This case is 2021.
For myself.
Redwine?
Redwine.
If you know that song, you be 40-ish.
I think I've heard it once or twice.
Redwine?
It was actually originally done by Neil Diamond, I do believe, at first.
Yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the only version I've ever heard.
No, you've never heard the UB40 version?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, you probably have. You just didn't know it.
That's a stronger possibility. Don't judge me.
Okay, so somebody Redwine.
Mark Redwine.
Mark Redwine.
And this is in Colorado.
So if he bounced across the ground, would he be a skid mark?
Maybe a brown one. Because you got to change
the
color.
Is he black?
He white.
Maybe a sprinkle.
He looks ugly as fuck. Scary looking. But Mark Redwine 60. This is, again, 60. 2021. So, yeah, he's 60. Was found guilty of second-degree murder and child abuse resulting in death.
Ooh.
He not exactly...
Ugly fucker.
Oh, he very. Mark Redwine sits in shackles Friday at the La Plata County. Y'all need to fucking work on this. Courthouse during the sentencing for killing his 13-year-old son, Dylan.
He's 60, and he had a 13-year-old son.
Bingo.
Some people like being older parents,
sure. Sure the fuck ain't gonna be me. Better fucking that. Murder me. Sorry. Mark Redwine, the Valexito, and now I could screw that up because I don't even know how to fucking pronounce it. V-A-L-L-E-C-I-T-O.
V-A-L-L-I-E-T-T-I-O.
You just added letters. V-A-L-L-E-C-I-T-O.
C.
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 Jose C.
C.
Okay. Valexito.
That's what I'm assuming. That's how you say it. Father was found guilty that summer of 2021 of killing his 13-year-old son, Dylan, and was sentenced that Friday to 48 years in prison.
Why would you... It takes a special person to want to kill their own flesh and blood.
We just saw another video on YouTube about it!
Like I said.
I definitely want to look into that, because that kind of confused the fuck out of me, but I don't see us having much details on that one yet, because it just happened.
Maybe.
Because she hasn't yet...
Gone to trial.
Gone to trial yet.
Yeah.
So,
but they didn't find the body.
That one I'm going to have to sit and wait. I have it on my back pages of like all several hundred of my stuff. So if y'all have an idea of a case, you can send it to me and I'm going to have it in my backlog. Eventually I'll get to it.
Or send it to me and I can run with a couple of them.
Yeah, I got some cases. Anyway. So...
Buttons on your underwear.
This is what the court judge said.
Okay.
I have trouble remembering a convicted criminal defendant that has shown such an utter lack of remorse for his criminal behavior, said the 6th Judicial District Judge Jeffrey Wilson in handing down the maximum penalty. How the fuck is 48 years maximum penalty?
How old is he?
60.
He's 60.
You really think he's going to survive for another 48 years?
Fuck. There is a YouTube video. I got to figure out who it was. Guy got, what was it, 10 life terms plus 2,000 years on top of if you ever, and the judge literally said, by the time you were reborn, I will make sure you're locked up the day you're born. Like, he was pissed. I don't know what happened in the case. I just saw parts of that video, and I have to go find it. I don't know what happened, but I'm going to find out. But you had to do something stupid. You're going to get the judge pissed off that much. Redwine, wearing an orange jail-issued jumpsuit, declined to speak. His attorney said he plans to appeal. But in the priest, duh, that's why they're called criminals. Da da da. Sorry,
Ricochet Rabbit.
But in the pre-sentence investigation, which looks into the legal and social background of convicted criminals and gives them a chance to weigh in, Redwine wrote a few terse, T-E-R-S-E. Yeah, that's okay. Words well. Maintaining his innocence. Judge Wilson reads those comments into the record Friday. Innocent of all charges. Miscarriage of justice. fake conviction, sham trial.
But he was a nice kid. And growing up, he never hurt anybody. I don't know about that.
And the one who was quiet and very selective.
Why is it always the quiet ones?
The ones you gotta be careful for.
I'm just saying, it's always the quiet ones.
I know, right?
But take this circumstance very seriously and want to make it clear. I have too lost a child. I love more than life itself. I will fight for true justice, not for myself, but for Dylan. I've always shown remorse for the things that I am guilty of. Stand against fake justice, is what the father wrote. Okay. Elaine Hall, Dylan's mother, said she was pleased with Friday's outcome. It's just as far as justice can go, she said. There will never be enough time for taking Dylan's life. But at least, hopefully, he won't get out. Hopefully, he'll die in prison.
At 60, and he was given 48 years. Yeah.
He ain't making it. But I feel like you could have just said a life sentence. And... Because you never fucking know.
True.
He doesn't die behind bars.
Dude, well, he probably breathe fresh air after that and fucking die. Right on the course.
That's what we were kind of hinting at, drink bitch.
It'd be worth it. Just, well, you died now. Anyway. It's justice as far as justice can... Oh, wait. I just read that paragraph. My bad. Red Wine, 60, was facing 16 to 48 years in prison after a 12-person jury found him guilty July 16th of second-degree murder and child abuse resulting in death.
He'll die within if they put him in John Pop.
He's gonna be Bubba's bitch.
Don't drop the soap.
I'm thinking.
Actually, drop the soap. Drop the soap.
All I can think of is him bending over. Oh, my hip! And your mom, bitch. Sorry. Prosecutors asked...
Well, he's not gonna be able to run away. Got him dead to rights.
Dead to something. Prosecutor asked the court to sentence Red Wine to the full 48 years, citing several aggravating circumstances that included Red Wine killing his own son.
Your cat's mean mugging me.
Oh my god. What the fuck you do to my cat?
In the head with her tail.
Dude, I get slapped across the face with her
all the time. Red Wine killing his own son, misled law enforcement, and showed no remorse. He stands before you, refusing to accept responsibility, showing no remorse, reflecting that same cold-hearted murderer's heart. Okay? That killed Dylan Red Wine, District Attorney Christian Champagne said. Okay. Your Honor, that's the ultimate aggravating factor that you should consider. And that alone will justify imposition. Okay. Instead of imposing, but imposition. Sorry.
The imposition. Let's begin. Oh, sorry. It's Inquisition.
It's Inquisition. Sorry. You screwed that one up.
I did it on purpose.
I know you did it on purpose.
Of the maximum sentence in this case, 48 years for both counts. So
24 per count.
Yeah, pretty much. In addressing Red Wine, Wilson said the evidence against him is overwhelming. First of all, you killed your son, a 13-year-old boy. At 13, he is still a boy, Wilson said. As the father, your obligation is to protect your son. Keep him from harm. Instead of that, you inflicted enough injury on him to kill him in your living room.
It's backwards. You're welcome.
After the passion of whatever caused you to act that way, you did subside. You didn't think about Dylan. You thought about yourself. You sanitized the crime scene. You hid Dylan's body. And you went so far as to remove his head from the rest of his body. I think they found the body first, if I remember correctly. Anyway, we'll find out here in a minute. Wilson said Redwine's effort to conceal Dylan's body and lie about what happened caused suffering for Dylan's family and the entire community. His actions deprived Dylan of the opportunity to grow up, fall in love, get married, have children, the judge said.
Yes.
I read that. That was actually pretty nice. In handing down the maximum penalty, Wilson said, Redwine takes absolutely no responsibility for what he did to Dylan, and he needs to be removed from society for a long period of time.
38 cents for a bullet.
Hey, child. Go by daddy. Public defense lawyer John Morin, oh boy, made several legal arguments, some that will likely show up in future appeals.
No.
He's also asked that certain statements and findings be stricken from the pre-sentencing investigation. Have Navi go brush your teeth. Or you do it for me, thank you. Mr. Redwine loved Dylan. Go brush your teethies. With all his heart, Morin said. The depth of grief Dylan's loved ones have experienced.
I'm sorry, 59.9 cents.
Oh, you had to figure that out.
But that depends. For a 308.
But that's a 308. What about... Go with that.
All you need is a 22.
Even a 9... Well...
22, ooh. Start at the feet and the ankles, go up to the kneecaps. Yeah, that would work.
But now you're just wasting more bullets on it.
Let me see what the conversion would be here.
Just saying, if you're starting down at his ankles, sir. But the grief of Dylan's loved ones have experienced may never leave a high water mark. Mr. Redwine is eager for fair and impartial review by a higher court. He is appealing and wishes to make no further record here.
You get 100 rounds for $8 at 22. That's still cheaper than the lethal injection that they give him.
For who? Him or us?
Exactly. They're going to charge us for him.
No, because no one's
going to... Hell, I'd pony up the $8.
Have Daddy brush your teepees.
I'd pony up the $8.
I would too.
Hell, they can come over and go shopping at my house. I'll cut you a deal on it. I'll give you $4. Give it to me for $4.
$4 and you pull the trigger.
Then I'm a hitman.
No.
Through the government? I don't know.
At that point, it's labor because through the government.
Did you know I was reading today the weird shit that you find out? It is legal to bury somebody at sea in the United States.
Yeah.
You have to go 3 miles offshore, wrap them in a blanket, and put weight in there, and you can legally dump them overboard. You got to be 3 miles off the coast.
Know why it's three?
International waters.
Yep. There you go. Go spit.
You want to know what it also means? Mm-hmm. Your shark food.
Shark bait. Ooh, ha, ha.
That's all that meant.
Baby shark. Yeah, just shark me with that.
I didn't do anything. The sentencing hearing caps a nearly 9-year homicide investigation. That started in November of 2012 when Dylan disappeared while on a court-ordered visit to see his father. Mm-hmm. Prosecutors surmised that Redwine flew into a fit of rage and murdered his son after the boy confronted him about compromising photos. I remember seeing something about that.
Yep.
Because him and the brother seen it. But continue.
Bless you.
Excuse you. Defense lawyer said Dylan was alive the morning of November 19th of 2012, the day he went missing. His father ran errands in town, and when he returned, he found the boy missing, a bowl of cereal on the table, and the television turned to Nickelodeon.
Nick.
And that was in 2012, so they have the better ones. They suggested a stranger may have harmed Dylan or wildlife attacked him while he was out walking.
Shit.
Text messages sent
kitty,
by...
Kitty. Hey, mean mugger. Thank you.
The text message sent by Dylan to his friends and family indicated that the boy didn't want to spend Thanksgiving holiday with his father. Their relationship had soured in recent months, especially after Dylan found photos of his father wearing women's lingerie while eating what appeared to be feces from a diaper.
It wasn't a diaper. It was pudding, and it was made by two girls in a cup.
Did you actually watch that video?
I am going to plead the fifth on that one.
Paul, did you ever watch that video?
I'm going to plead the fifth.
In other words, yeah, they probably did.
Have you seen it during
lunch? I don't know what we're talking about.
Two girls in a cup.
Nope.
It's pretty disgusting.
I've never seen that video.
You'll never look at chocolate pudding the same way.
Please never fucking open your mouth.
I can take a guess what it details.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure it may have peanuts in it.
I heard a lot.
Or corn.
No, let's see you later.
I haven't had any corn salsa yet.
I have to pee.
Neither have I. But the raspberry salsa was good.
I know. The raspberry salsa was really good.
We're going pee with me.
What?
I have to pee.
Ah, jeez. Don't forget to take your mic.
I'm taking my mic. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you're about to hear live is Crystal peeing. Not
man,
for
with the amount of tequila I had just
live,
now, you think?
The recorded people will hear her. And the damn cat is mean mugging me again.
What the fuck you do to my cat?
He's
judging me.
It's judging
me.
What did my... You obviously did something to my cat.
I can't hear you, Crystal. Speak into your mic so I can hear you.
You obviously did something to my cat, bitch.
I didn't do anything to your cat, bitch.
You fucking... My cat don't like you. Fuck you do to my cat.
It mean mugging me.
Kitty.
I'm just sitting here. The cat's judging me.
Judge away, kitty.
You obviously did something to my cat.
Why are you judging me, kitty?
Hi, baby.
I have not bagpiped you. I have not messed with you.
You didn't hotbox her.
No.
Not yet.
He is my baby. Oh, I know.
A cat does not. She's going to mean mug me.
All right.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Feel better?
Yeah, I did, actually.
You didn't wash your hands.
Yes, I did. So wet, too. Anyway.
It could be pee.
Not like you got a
hoo-ha blender. I'm gonna fuck you up. Keep your shit up. You will see the edge of my foot. I'd stare at him too. He's scary looking. Anyway. According to testimony presented in the 5-week trial, is what
five
they
week trial.
5-week trial.
Like a 3-hour tour?
They went through those pictures.
Ooh.
Just so we know. So, Dylan's disappearance set off a massive search in the rugged mountains of north of Red Wine's home in southwest Colorado. In the months that followed, community members and law enforcement organized multiple searches, combing the woods for clues.
A clue!
A
clue! Law enforcement executed...
We best put it in our backpack.
Not backpack. Put it in our notebook.
Well...
It's Blue's Clues! What are you doing?
But what if...
Actually, it's not all notebook anymore. Put it in my tablet. That's what it is now. get fucked. Don't.
Yeah, but what if the kid was Hispanic? It'd have to be backpack. That's what they use when they jump the fence.
Jeez, are you okay?
He's fine. He's been like that for a while.
Brosif. Anyway.
Oh, God.
Law enforcement executed several search warrants at Red Wine's home. Forensic testing found, don't you dare.
Honey.
Found traces of Dylan's blood.
Oh, see, Kevin would love this episode.
Because you're gassing everybody out?
Yep.
Okay.
He says he finds my farts funny.
They sound wet and they're going to stain my goddamn chair.
I actually have underwear on today, so.
I would hate to do your laundry.
Hers aren't much better.
I'm not.
At least we don't find it, like, on the wall.
I don't wear underwear.
Yeah,
it's not my time of the month, so I can't say nothing. I don't know. Off topic. When we ran to the courthouse, because we were a couple minutes late anyway. I didn't have a bra on. I was fucking running, right? Everybody knows I have big boobs. Okay, it's just.
Dude, I was watching those boobs.
They were fucking flap, flap, flap. The old guy that we were running in with, well, he was coming this way, looked over and he's like. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, sir. I'm trying to run. I'm gonna fuck about you.
Gotta love it.
Old people have no fucking gives. They're just like,
no. Remember, 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 remember. You need to bring the fucking paperwork.
I'm picking it up Thursday.
Yeah.
You need to bring in the paperwork.
I'm gonna have him keep it in his car.
You needed to bring in the paperwork.
Oh, by the way, are you turning that in or are you sending it in or whatever? Or...
All you gotta do is bring it down here to Rock County.
Yeah, they said either one of us could do it.
It doesn't matter.
They're like, we don't know what you want to do. And I'm like, I don't fucking know what I want to do. I just want to drink.
Everything, if you guys have my address, you should be able to give them all that for the officiant. Everything will be filled out when I get it. All I gotta do is fucking sign it. It's beautiful.
We already did.
You gotta sign it, then we have to have... Hey! Leave it alone.
I need two witnesses over the age of 18.
Yes.
Which is going to be real easy because it's going to be Jose B. and Stephanie. Typically, it's the best man and the maid of honor.
Doesn't matter.
But yeah, it does.
Doesn't matter. Hell, I've walked through the crowd. Hey, anybody want to sign their life away?
You need none. Are you ready for bed?
Yes, I am.
You want to go night-night?
Yes, I do.
Navi, you want to go lay down? You want to go to bed?
Fang's about out.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. You come in and you bitch at him. About this, that, and another. And now you come in begging for help.
Listen, you went into the Denver bar.
This is the shit I deal with.
Anyway, I love it.
Oh my god. Anyway, law enforcement executed several search warrants on Red Wine's home. Forensic testing found traces of Dylan's blood in his father's living room. And cadaver dogs detected the recent presence of a corpse in the living room and in the bed of Red Wine's pickup truck. Cadaver dogs are trained to sense it.
Yeah, I know.
It wasn't until June of 2013
that they found the body.
When the first partial remains of Dylan's body were found in the mountain, about 8 miles from the middle of Mountain Road. Okay?
Mountain lion food.
Only a few miles northeast of Red Wine's home. as the crow flies. That's what it says.
Oh, yeah, well.
In November of 2015.
2 years later.
A pair of hikers found Dylan's skull about a mile and a half farther up the road.
So either he was decapitated or a critter picked him up and moved him.
Mm-hmm. But
there's more.
There's always more. Forensic experts testified that the skull had what appeared to be knife markings, and the wild experts said no animal inhabiting this area would have transported the skull from the other remains.
Hmm. So it wasn't a mountain lion or a billy goat or...
Oh my, no.
Hmm.
As the case wore on, it gained national and international attention, including segments on Nancy Gray and Investigation Discovery.
Nancy Gray is known for giving the third degree to people on the show. She don't let up for anybody.
Exactly.
Uh-oh, it's serious.
But
he's got his glasses on.
I've had him on for the last, 20 minutes. It doesn't help him.
When he was sitting in the chair with his hat on and his spectacles, he looked like Hank Williams Jr. there for a minute.
No, do this. What? Yeah, bring that out too.
All right. But here's the thing. Okay?
What's the thing?
Dr. Phil actually had red wine on the show.
And said he was perfectly normal.
No, they were fighting. That's how originally a few other people got involved. But I will tell you about it. Okay. Corey and Mark, Elaine, Corey, and Mark, which Corey is the other child. Yes, I see, honey. Appeared on the two-part episode of the Dr. Phil show, which ended with Red Wine refusing to take the lie detector test.
Mm-hmm.
If you claim you have no reason to hide anything, why not take that? Unless you're that worried, you're going to fail it.
Mm-hmm. At least five television.
Ooh. Whack, fuck, drink.
Fuck me. I can't get to my drink. God damn it. I'm getting there. Fuck, how did I do that, though?
I don't know. You said you wanted to get drunk tonight, so.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Okay. At least five television news channels were in town for Friday's sentencing hearing. So the same channel that Dr. Phil is on. Law enforcement received numerous tips from psychics who claimed to know where Dylan's whereabouts were. And could be found. And as a matter of due diligence, law enforcement had to follow up on many of them.
Oof.
This case was largely based on circumstantial evidence, such as prosecutors decide to convene a grand jury to decide whether or not there's enough evidence to issue an indictment for him. In La Plata County, grand jury issued the indictment in July of 2017.
Oh, jeez.
And Red Wine, being a truck driver, was arrested 2 days later in Bellingham, Washington. Dun, 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 dun. The judicial process was fraught with delays, especially from COVID-19. The pandemic, which caused at least three significant delays.
Plandemic.
Yep.
And it's coming back because it's an election year.
Something's coming. We don't talk about that. I don't know.
Right, fangers.
If they're gonna tell us we can all work from home again, I'll be fine with that.
I can't. I wish I could.
Are you gonna go tonight?
No.
Yeah, you
You're
need
gonna go
to
spend time with grandma tomorrow.
Oh, dear Lord. Fucking here we go.
But
hundreds, after 5-week trial, which include dozens of witnesses, hundreds of pieces of evidence, and volumes of discovery, jurors found Red Wine guilty on both counts. In the indictment.
Don't step on the dog.
So, all he killed his son.
I think she's playing Mama Night Night.
Because he got called out about the pictures that indicated he was eating feces out of a diaper in women's lingerie.
So, kids, what have we learned tonight?
Stay the fuck out your parents' shit.
If you go through Dad's phone.
It was his computer.
Don't go through your parents' computer.
Don't go through your parents' anything.
Man.
Because just remember, at one point...
I've seen some shit about my parents.
At one point, your other sibling probably have, and they're not there anymore. Just saying.
I mean, I know I've seen my dad in lingerie. I don't. It's scary me.
I walked in on my mom. I don't want to know.
I walked in on my mom giving my stepdad a Hummer.
That's awkward.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. That's very awkward.
Nope.
You. I love you.
Of course, in my defense, I was at the bar.
So then you deserved it because they didn't know you were coming home. Mm-hmm. Hey, whoa, is the stepdad the one that I've seen?
Yeah.
No, my other stepdad. I don't want to know what goes on between those two.
You're kind of like, nah, I'm done.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. No, I had a little too much to drink that night at the bar and seen the accordion door close, and for some reason, I thought it'd be a good idea to walk in there.
Go night-night. I love you.
Yeah.
Go night-night.
And all I seen was my stepdad sitting on the recliner with a blanket over his lap. And Mom was nowhere to be found. Until she popped her head up.
Hi, honey!
Literally.
Bro, no! You should have just stayed there. I wouldn't have thought anything of it. Just stayed there. He had the blanket on. I would have fucking...
Well, I said I was home and I turned around and walked away.
Go to bed. Go night-night.
So, yeah.
Is it wrong to want to throat punch my child?
The crotch goblin with a hat.
Crotch goblin sitting on a dog.
No, she's laying over the dog.
Stepping on
the Max takes so much abuse. I'm so sorry, dog.
I don't think Max gives a shit.
No.
No, the poor old man does not.
You're a poor man.
He's a good boy, though. Got to do something about his stank breath.
Good pride.
Hi, man. I even have a toothbrush with a toothpaste. All this other stuff.
Yeah,
for a dog. And he didn't. Nah. Ain't nothing I can do with that one.
Poor Maxers.
Navi, it's bedtime.
Poor Maxi Pad.
Go bed.
So anyway, did I mention 11,993 downloads?
You're not in trouble. It's just time for bed.
Probably not.
No.
But I am now.
It's not nighttime. I love you.
Aww.
I
don't even get that good of a result when I say I love my honey.
You
or
do
night
too.
Night.
Don't even go.
Like, honey, I'm going to bed. Huh? Hon, what? I'm going to bed.
Hey, Kelly, just text it to her. Good night, I'm going to bed.
You know what? I'm going to have to start doing that.
Why not?
I'm sorry. Go with your butt to bed. Go night-night.
Night, Mom.
Night, baby.
You love your daughter.
You love your crush, Evelyn. Your tricycle motor. Your rugrat.
I'm starting to question that.
Well, you would have kept your legs closed.
Why is it always the women having to keep their legs closed?
Hey,
hold the fuck on. Keep that shit
Hey, wait, stop. You lost a little fuzzy off my microphone.
The the fuck? How the fuck did this? That's what I'm
thinking, actually. Or you left in the bathroom.
Really need to go there. Mm-hmm. Everybody sees it flying out, I'm sorry. But it's not hot yet. It's not a nugget. Because I think that's what...
I lost it. Lost a fuzzy for my microphone.
Watch, it just pops off.
No, well, that's the one you guys are going to use next weekend, then.
What am I using?
That microphone that you lost the fuzzy from? Yeah, please don't be sitting on it.
I'm going to go walk my ass to the bathroom now.
But I thought you washed your hands already.
Oh, shit, smart ass.
Well, you just said you were going to go wash your hands.
I said I'm going to walk myself to the bathroom.
You need your hearing aid.
Dude, Jesus Christ. Hearing aid?
Right by your ear when she said that.
I was.
I have my hearing aid in.
Fucking hearing aid in.
It is in.
Apparently you need these are readjusted.
Just stay there, Max. I'm just going to move.
Yeah, don't move or anything, Max.
No, no, no. Grumble. Oh, Max, it's okay. Yeah, it's okay, old man. Go to bed, child. Good night, baby. I'll find it here in a little bit. I don't know what to forget.
Anyway.
She's a little girlfriend now.
A lot of things. There's a lot of tequila, actually.
So, just over a week. You're an old hat at this.
Old hat? You know?
Been married twice before. You're old hat at it.
I've been married once before.
Thought it was twice.
Hell no!
Oh, it was her. Sorry.
Meow. You were talking. Did you grab it?
I'm having a conversation with Kitty.
But. Meow. I've never had a bachelorette party.
Neither have I.
Clearly not, Kelly. I never had that. I never had to really pay for my own wedding.
Are you having a bachelorette party?
That's tomorrow.
Oh.
The girls are taking care of it. I'm just supposed to sit there and...
enjoy it.
Be here by 10:30 tomorrow morning to start.
Be here?
I gotta go to Madison. Or Milwaukee.
Oof.
So, y'all see my Jeep there? Just leave it the fuck alone.
But Cooler Titty ain't gonna be there.
Cooler Titty couldn't make it there. Cooler Titty is going to show up Thursday. She leaves Wednesday, but showing up Thursday. She's driving. Because Matt don't like flying. But she did make me some thick cookies. And when I mean thick, they're like...
Did you know
that there's... And she's making turtles Monday.
Yes.
Cookies are Tuesday.
I get that whole flying thing because, you know, there's more airplanes in the water than there are submarines in the sky.
It's a snoring thing.
I'm just saying.
You're more than likely going to die in a fucking car than you are in a plane. However... you're not going to really make the news on a car because it happens all the time. You're going to get news on a plane.
Yeah, like I really want to crash.
Like the Titanic that we could sink if we ever gone through.
You know they're making a new Titanic, right?
Yeah, I ain't going on that one.
And it's supposed to set sail the same fucking path the other one did.
So anyway, yeah, I don't... I don't fly over the ocean because if it crashes into the ocean, I don't want to be floating in the water with a seat cushion that smells like stale beer and beer farts.
At least you're alive.
What?
No worse than your ass.
Ooh.
My ass don't stink.
Bullshit.
And yeah, birds don't fly.
Actually, they don't.
And that's why they drive like we do. You should have said.
Please do not tell me you're one of those people that are like, why do you think birds sit on a telephone pole? Because they fucking charge. What? Where do you fucking come up with this shit? Sorry, I... You guys have no idea what the fuck pops on my timeline. And if the FBI, any of these bitches, have to check my phone, I'm so sorry. God, my HBO fucking history is terrible. It literally talks about
how to get away. I know, I've seen it.
You were my stuff? Oh, yeah. Give me my shit. Do you not see how... And I'll fall asleep watching them.
I could not see anything wrong. No. Nope. I don't know why you'd be on a list of any kind.
Not at all. Fuck. I find watching crime videos very relaxing.
It is, because then I know I'm not fucking as psycho as I want to be.
Exactly. Now I know what I'm to innocent. Look out for.
I'm fucking innocent, man. I'm an angel compared to some of these motherfuckers. Because going through it, like, I talk a lot of shit, okay? I talk a lot of shit about, I'm like, ooh, I could throat punch you for, ooh. But at the end of the day, I'm not going to hurt my kid.
No.
I'll hurt somebody who hurts my kid. Oh, and I won't. I'll make sure they feel all 6 years for if it's Navi, but if it's Jasmine, it'll be 11 years. I'm going to make sure you feel all of that pain for the next 11 years. If you're lucky. But if you kill her, I'm going to make sure you feel that pain for the next 40.
Mm-hmm.
If you're even breathing. That's just me, though. So I understand, like, with the last week alone, there has been two school shootings.
It's an election year.
Was Columbine during an election year?
Yep.
Was it really? Was,
No, I'm not saying anything, but yeah, it's an election year.
It isn't. No, I'm trying to think of all the...
It lives!
Even that elementary... what was it? Fuck, what was that elementary school shooting that was in,
Yeah, I don't know about that, but...
No, I'm just trying to remember. If you're looking for my keys, they're on the middle. They're out here. Right there. I see the chain. Do not leave my keys in the car. Okay. I don't know.
Do not leave her car and her keys.
What?
Okay.
I am so confused of what you just said. I'm sitting here, I'm like, please don't leave my keys in the car.
It's a Florida thing.
Okay. I accept.
Where's Paul?
Outside with TJ trying to get the alternate.
They're around the corner having mad passionate unicorn sex.
Okay. I think they're getting the alternate. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. They're over there.
I don't either.
I don't pay enough for that. I don't drink enough. I don't drink enough to know things and know things about a little. That's how I look at it. But after the week I had, I wanted to start drinking Monday and not stop until today.
You know, for it being a 3-day week for me this week.
Fuck you and your 3-day week.
Fucking long.
No, fuck you. Your 3-day week bullshit.
I was off on Memorial Day, Labor Day.
Labor Day, that's 4 days.
I had to work Friday.
So then it is 4 days.
I had Monday off.
Tell Lacey we have to leave the house by like 9:15 tomorrow. Go on, continue.
I had to work Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That's 3 days.
And then you had to work Friday, you just said. 4 days.
No, I had Friday off.
You just said you had
to work this Friday. I had today off. Last Friday I had to work.
9:15.
Last Friday I had to work.
My
work would not give me a 4-day fucking weekend. I had to have a 3-day weekend like the commoners.
Like everybody fucking else. And you're bitching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sitting here, I'm like...
Because probably 90% of the people got last Friday off.
I didn't.
Well, you don't count. Neither did I, so don't feel bad.
I never do. I get the short end of that stick all the time.
Get a bigger stick.
I wish I could get a bigger stick. Because the things I had to deal with this week... Oh, my super... I love my supervisor, I really do. Man, when I was venting, she took it like a champ. I thought for sure she'd be like, you need to go see HR. I was expecting that conversation to come up. Not even gonna lie. But I also joked a lot. I'm like, at this point, this is why we need a drink at work. I was expecting her to be like, no. What does she do? She goes, I don't care. What the fuck? Tell them about my boss. She defended me through some shit.
So, cool. Your week is almost over.
Technically, it's end Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday, I was going to start dreading it. And I don't have my daughter tomorrow. Hopefully she's going upstairs. She should be fucking laying down, but I doubt it. And then by the time I come home, which I don't know when that's going to be, but I'm coming home. Probably, I'm guesstimating because I'm old. I'm old as fuck. Fuck you guys. I'm assuming 9. And I'm going to crawl my happy ass up those stairs. Because I probably won't be drinking. I might not. I don't know. I'm going to crawl my happy ass up those stairs.
You're going to be gone all day without your soon-to-be husband and without your kid. Yep. You're going to binge drink. Now, see, let me tell you how you do this.
Oh, man.
When you leave the house,
uh-huh.
You grab a scented garbage bag that goes with you. That becomes your friend. You go to the first place, you drink.
Hold on.
You get in the car or whatever. They drive you to the next spot. You hurl in the garbage bag. You get to the next bar. Your stomach is empty. You're sobered up. You're ready to go again. You get something to eat. You get something to eat.
Oh my God.
You get drunk. You get back in the car. You go to the next bar. You open up your friend. You say, hello, my little friend. You close it up.
Yeah, but it's changed gluten. It's going to go the other way.
I can see my asshole burning.
Yeah, I know these things.
But the thing is, I don't know what they have planned. But I know.
All the more reason you bring 2 garbage bags.
Not more, just bring a whole box.
But the first thing, I do know what we're doing. We're going to intervention thing. It's celebrating sobriety in Madison.
That does not sound like a good bridal.
So that's where we're going for, I think she said like two or three hours. Fine.
Wait.
Are you okay?
They're taking you on your bachelorette party to a sobriety intervention thing for 2.5 hours. What in the fuck are they thinking? Well, mate.
You run a podcast called Whiskey, Wine, and Drugs.
My name's Crystal, and I'm going to be getting married a week from today, and instead of being out drinking like a fish and throwing up a little garbage bag in between the bars, I'm here with you guys. Hi! I've got my helmet.
It's all like my friend, she is celebrating her sobriety.
Okay, then that. Wait, and she's going out with you guys?
She's my man of honor. But I won't say what she's sobriety from.
How long?
2 years.
Awesome.
And then, yes. Does she drink occasionally, but it's not like what she was addicted to.
Okay.
It makes sense.
Yes, it does. Yes, without it does. Getting
detailed. I don't want to go
through. Yeah, that. And I am not making fun of people that are getting sober or who are staying sober. More power to you guys. It's awesome. Stand behind you 100%. But when you hear that you're going, that somebody's going to a sobriety thing
on their bachelorette party,
it made me, but if you're sober, keep it up. We're proud of you. That's awesome.
Exactly. And she really, she wanted me to go because I did work at a halfway house. I seen the worst of it.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll go. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, it's on my...
I don't care.
Well, she can't pick the day that...
Well, no, obviously. Because they have a festival thingy. I didn't even know this was a
festival. Free shots for everybody.
I don't even know what they
of grape do juice. Of grape juice.
Jesus' blood?
No, it's Jesus juice.
Thing is, hold on. It could be shots of tequila because there is non-alcoholic tequila, apparently.
What?
Donnie Trejo's non-alcoholic tequila.
Then why make tequila?
I have no idea. I'm kind of interested to try it, though. I want to see how I survive. Go on Amazon. It's like $75 a bottle. I have it saved.
Alcohol free
tequila.
Tequila alternative.
I don't know how that would taste. So I'm not trying
to. What is it made out of? Where's the ingredients
in it? I have no idea.
My problem is if it's made out of
36 bucks.
Or weed.
Oh, is that the one that's not signed?
Trejo Spirits Tequila Alternative Non-Alcoholic Spirit Zero Proof Authentic Flavor. It's only got 3.2 stars.
Oh.
Well, I want to read why. Don't get you drunk. Ah. Got a negative review because of the alcohol content.
No shit, it says alcohol free.
He blurred it.
The definition of read, bitch, just came into my head.
Pretty much.
Oh, his $75, it's a signed copy of it. That's right. Because I was going to keep the motherfucker.
Yeah, that's okay.
But it's collector's edition. That's why I wanted to save it for $75. Just. But it's supposed to be rich, grassy, non-alcoholic tequila.
It
says guilt-free. Saying goodbye to calories and savor the iconic taste. Tequila is definitely an iconic taste. I'll give you that. But I mean, it's not...
Yeah, apparently they have all kinds of alcohol-free tequila.
They have a lot of alcohol, non-alcoholic alternatives. If you know, you're trying to stay sober, but, you know.
You are, but you aren't.
Yeah. You
low wanna... calorie, low sugar, vegan, gluten-free, mood-lifting vitamins.
There's also a gin alternative. I'll jump.
Now, through. This is free spirits tequila.
I don't know about that.
Pearson's Botanical Rhubarb and Ginger Non-Alcoholic Gin.
Gin's disgusting, period. Y'all can keep that bullshit.
Yep, there's the non-alcoholic gin.
Well, gin is in the AMF.
Thing is, if I can't taste it, it's fine. I can't do gin straight. You're nasty. I don't know how people can do that.
I don't know, but you're doing the AMFs pretty good.
But you can't really taste it.
No, you taste everything else in it, though.
You taste everything. Yeah, you're damn right. So that's
that was a fun night.
You don't remember it.
Like I said, that was a fun night.
Excuse you.
Because you couldn't remember. Oh, we talked about Sam Smith.
Like, now you don't even remember it.
Sam Smith.
Sam Elliott.
Elliott, fuck. Sam Smith is a singer. He recently got arrested, too.
You got a little bit of tail.
Uh-huh. That tail might slap the fuck out of her. Just because she can.
You got really one fucked up eyebrow.
Good thing.
It's really poofy.
When I plucked them earlier, it was uneven. Really uneven.
Yeah, that or it's a nose hair.
No nose hair. I'm not you.
Slap. Just a pop pop.
A week.
A week. Again, it's going to be fun.
It's crunch time.
Crunch time for what? I ain't got nothing better to do.
So you really had to buy him a new ring? Did you put it somewhere where you won't forget it?
I put it up in the box. That box. That brown box that has both rings.
Okay. Don't forget the box.
No, that's going to be in Derek's stuff. I got to start.
Don't forget the paperwork. Don't forget the box.
Would you like a reminder text?
Well, I'm going to leave. I'm going to leave the paperwork in Paul's car. Because that way, I can't get blamed if it's not there. And it's going to be in that motherfucking place. It's there. Paul better leave that goddamn shit.
Now, do you want to... I watched... I remember back when I was in high school, I went to a wedding. And they actually signed the marriage license during the ceremony.
No.
Or it was actually right after the ceremony. And it's the funniest thing because we were all of us were friends from high school. And we were all sitting in the same row. And it was a Catholic wedding.
Oh, Hannah.
So the priest was up there. They're up there doing the paperwork. And I lean over to my buddy. And I says, okay, so this is your 30-day warranty. If you do not like her for any reason, way, shape, or form, or how she performs sexually, you can bring her back and trade her in for a new model. Please sign here. And the guy just signed it. My buddy's laughing hysterically.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, I've never been a best man. I've been a groomsman a couple of times. I've been an usher, and I've been a groomsman. I've never been a best man. I'm really kind of upset. But if my brother ever gets married, he says I'm going to be his best man. But anyway.
He's got to find a person.
For me or for him?
For him.
Trying. But we go to a wedding, my buddy. This is the wedding I told you that when we were at the reception, people basically ate and left because it was neither one of the bride nor the groom drank.
Oh, it's a dry wedding and people are like, ew.
Well, we had an open bar, thanks to the best man. But, yeah, anyway, so we're standing in the back of the church waiting to come out. And it's, you know, the priest, the groom, the best man, two groomsmen, and then myself and the guy in front of me. All of us went to high school together. And somebody said something. Uh-oh. And my buddy Brad says, well, yeah, I agree. I don't remember what exactly was said. But I looked at Brad and I said, well, what the fuck you know about that? You're Jewish. And the groom just kind of looks at me and goes, the best man, Paul, just burst out laughing.
At least I got your humor.
Paul did, yeah. My buddy did, too, before he became a Marine and got a lobotomy when he came back. Yeah, those two are still married, believe it or not.
If it makes you feel any better, I've never been a bridesmaid or a maid of honor. Or an usher, for that matter.
Well, they don't usually have women in usher roles.
I was going to have one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. She's my bouncer, technically, if things get out of control. And trust me, that little... She's half black, okay? Half white. And girl... That girl scares the shit out of me. It's Jose's...
Josue.
I've been drinking
with no teeth in my mouth. What is wrong with this picture?
Because I'm drinking.
Okay, so his name is Josue.
Josue.
And her name is Margarita.
Olivia.
That's not very Mexican sounding.
No, but I thought she was Puerto Rican and black. Totally fucking wrong. But she never corrected me. At the fuck all. So when she gets like when she tries to joke or, you know, tries to be like funny, I always take her seriously and I'm like, dude, this bitch is gonna kick my ass. I fucked up. Every fucking time. It only took me until earlier this damn year to realize she was actually joking. I've known her for 9 years.
Well, she's part Puerto Rican.
No, she white and black. I thought she was part Puerto Rican because of how she was acting. I'm like, oh my God. She's got to be have that little part psycho going on. Because I know how Puerto Rican women are. They're crazy.
No.
I have a few friends of them. So I got scared. I thought this bitch was going to kill me for the longest goddamn time.
Was she about 3'4"?
She's about my.
She's only about 3'5".
5'3". Thank you. I need my 2 feet on that one. Damn it. Don't short me.
Nah, well.
So you're, I always...
We're just more down to earth than most.
Not enough.
So you wearing 6-inch heels for the wedding?
Fuck no. You want to see me bust my ass walking down that hill? Yeah, okay.
Down the hill?
There's a little hill.
Oh, good. I could roll.
There's a little hill. And it goes like this, and then it evens out.
Oh, good. Honey, please don't be my seeing eye person.
I'm going to be...
I don't know.
Doing other shit.
Because even recently, my dad just got out of the hospital. He fell.
Oh, no.
And his body is getting weaker. So we don't even know how involved he's going to be. But I do have a step in to walk me down from where I'm getting.
Well, do we have a wheelchair for Pop?
I fucking asked. He said no. So.
Talk and roll?
It's a tempting. But I have TJ walking him down. Because if he falls, at least I know TJ will pick him up. My mom can't pick this man up. So. I know TJ can. Or at least push him to an area he can get to. I don't know. Depending how pissed off or how drunk this whole situation goes. We'll figure it out. So he will put him at the chair. And I'm having Jamie's husband, Matt, walk me down to at least my dad. And hand me off. And have dad stand up, kind of move me this way, and give it to Paul without having to move. From his spot. I think that would be the better option.
Okay, do you want me to do the traditional who gives this woman away? Because I didn't know Dad was going to hand you off.
Yes. I was going to have my son do it. Derek declined that. He said that it's not for him. He doesn't feel like that's a good fit as he's not Dad.
Is Derek going to be involved in the wedding?
Yes, he's the ring bearer.
He's the ring. Okay.
He'll have that box.
Okay. Remind me.
Oh, I know you ain't talking to me now.
When we get
drunker than a skunk to do this.
Schedule message.
That's what I think that would be the best option.
I'm going to send it. Actually, I can send it to myself.
Because I'd rather it be that way. Matt hand me off as long as he's okay from his shit. And she's sending messages. He is fine with it. Who's fine with what? He can even purple 10. Oh, yes. So Matt is going to be my step-in dad for that day.
Okay, just remind me sometime today or tomorrow to check my messenger. Does that make sense?
Check your messenger.
Tomorrow when I get chance.
Okay.
Because when we get home, I'm going to bed.
You and Cellular waiting with Tommy, my boy. Honey, check your messages on messenger.
Dude, I'm surprised he didn't schedule a text message to himself saying, fucking check your shit.
So much easier, because then if it doesn't get done, I can say, well, I told you to remind me.
Rude? But...
Not really.
Oh, they're just leaving the hospital now.
Oh, damn, and they're like an hour ahead of us.
Yeah.
Jamie, I hope Matt's okay.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Wow. So.
Just make sure you have a decent life and policy out on him.
On her or him?
Him.
You said her.
Oh, shit. My bad. Make sure make sure you have a good life policy out on him. Ah!
Black fuck Jordan Crystal?
I'm out of liquor. Well, oh, not no. really out. I just don't want to go out and get it.
Yeah, because you'd fall over.
I could do it. I don't know if I trust myself pouring right now.
Yep. Do you got a straw?
I have a dick straw. But, again...
Wait, is it long enough to go into the bottle, or did Paul make it?
Wow. No, Jamie actually gave me the dick straws.
That doesn't surprise me.
She sent me all these different colors, and TJ took one of the green ones. I have a blue one.
Do I want to know why TJ took a green one?
Dude, he always says, I fucking love these straws. I'm like, yeah, you like the dick.
Well, no, men are walking dicks.
No, he is a Marine.
All men are walking penises there.
Nope. I mean, they all think with their penis.
So, as we wrap up, folks, we are having
the Twitch.
No organized shit show next week.
If we do have any type of shit show, again, it will not be recorded on RSS, which is the platform that we use that sends it out.
But it will be live on at least Facebook.
And to the face of the book.
So if the screen looks like Michael J. Fox is holding it.
Oh my God.
It's drink, bitch. Nothing to be worried about. It's not an earthquake. Because
it's my strong hand. You're right, you do. Fuck.
Give that hand a workout, hon. Gonna need it tonight.
Oh my God. I shouldn't have made that comment, but I did it to my dad, too. Because my dad's right side, or left side, just shakes. I'm like, just gonna throw... We joked about him moving in. I'm like, she's like, you have too much going on. I'm like, no, I don't. Just throat punch him, and he'll go right to sleep. We'll just call it a day. And she goes, he's gonna slap you. I'm like, yeah, with his strong hand! Sorry. All you hear is, shut the fuck up, Crystal! No, I'm not. I pick on my dad fair and square. Sorry.
Oh, it's like me and my mom.
Honey, wanna hand that to him?
Is that your strong hand? I can't even talk like that.
Wouldn't you like to know, Jamie?
and take your strong hand. I'm going to hell.
No, it's this one. So no organized shit show next week. We'll probably, we may go live during the rehearsal, but I promise you we will be live for the ceremony. Please join us. That shit show is going to start right around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The girls got to get their hair done, makeup did.
Yeah.
Between 9 and 2. Well, technically 9 and 1:30 is set to end.
Yeah. So.
I didn't do it.
Lane's over like everyone else. Hi, Fang.
Stupid phone. Okay.
Yeah, anyway. So.
I don't want to know what
this is. This is officially the last week of freedom. For both Crystal and Paul. Next Saturday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they get married. I'm going to be doing the ceremony.
Technically, I have 30-day returns on this child.
Oh, no, I haven't put that in writing yet.
30-day returns, bitches.
You only want 30 or do you want 5?
It's a 30-day return policy like everything else. You're a bitch. Hope you suck on a chode.
Anyway, have a great night, everybody. We will see you in some sort of capacity next weekend for the wedding of Paul and Crystal. Have a great night, guys.
I'll some stuff throughout the week.
Well, at least you would.
That cat needs to learn to get a new expression.
My resting bitch face. What's that happening?
That's a resting pussy face.
That's it for this week's episode. We hope you're good and drunk.
This stay one will be yours.
Until next week, this is Whiskey, Wine, and True Crime. Good night, fuckers.